Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05, FM Talk 106.5. The fog is gone and the cooler air has made its way into our neighborhood. More from Dr. Bill coming up right after traffic with Kane.
Good morning for the Benson Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Channel waves and snow still a little bit slower from an earlier accident during the final clearing stages. Wreckers are on the scene. Looks good so far from Moffitt, Dauphin, and Airport in 65. If you're traveling Tillman's Corner and Theodore, and even from the Eastern Shore across the Bayway into Causeway, it's a good ride. Got some pretty gusty winds, so hang on to the wheel. Veteran-owned Stone Arms Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road. They've lowered their transfer fee to $10. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 2 at stonearmsinc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. We'll be breezy with temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with afternoon readings in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
7:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Friday. Sean, Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with our traffic report. Plus, it's a Friday. Means Alec Naaman's coming up with what's cooking and has a recipe for us, and maybe we can pry him on what he ate during the Super Bowl. We've got to find out what did Alec have. We'll do that. And the story we mentioned earlier in the previous hour, developing news story right now, investigation underway after a child found at a local Waffle House. And checking in from that scene, Katarina Lukatich from News 5, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Good
morning. So it kind of describe, I watched a little bit of your report last hour and then I've read some, but what do we know at this point? Waffle House in Mobile, where's the Waffle House and do we have an age on the child?
Yeah, this is on the Waffle House on Government Street, so it's the one right at the Loop. We don't have an official age on the child. I saw the little boy, looked very, very young. I would say no more than 2 years old, if that at all.
Wow. So, I mean, a toddler. It's fair to say.
Yeah, a toddler, for sure.
What time of day was this child found, Katarina?
So this happened just before 4 o'clock this morning. An employee at the Waffle House says that a man walked in with the child and said that he had found the child outside. I'm not sure if it was in the parking lot or in the street. And so they called police, and that's when police came. So this was before 4 o'clock this morning, which is really alarming for a child to be, outside by themselves at that hour.
That's right. And you've got that neighborhood that's connected to that Waffle House. That's the same Waffle House that we've talked about when famous people have come in the area and they go eat at that Waffle House.
Okay, that's the one.
That's the one. Right. And you've got the Loop there, so it's very busy.
Oh, I'm having kind of dad shock moment here because it's obviously a lot of traffic there, but maybe not that time of morning, but it's pitch black dark.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh my God!
In the middle of the night, and the good thing was that the child appeared to be okay. The little boy. We were concerned at first because they were there for over an hour, and then a police sergeant explained that that's kind of their protocol, is that when a child is found like that, they kind of freeze in action, call DHR, and wait for DHR to come.
You know, as we know, the weather slightly changed overnight. What was the child wearing?
We didn't get a very good look. It appeared not to be a jacket or anything. We know when they brought the child out from from inside the Waffle House, they had it covered in a blanket. But again, you know, because this is a child investigation, you know, protecting that child.
Because I guess the picture I had in my mind, I don't know if other people did, and it may be because it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I picture the kid in PJs. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, even though that may not, that has no accuracy, it's just like, you picture a child at 4 o'clock in the morning.
And around two years old. I mean, so they could have on pull-ups maybe, maybe a diaper still. Parent mode right there.
Yeah, I mean, Katarina, you said this is a toddler-age child, right? Not a, this is not an 8-year-old or anything.
No, this is like a child. I would say no more than 2 looks to be very, very young. So again, so many questions this morning as to why was this child out alone? You know, where were they coming from? Where were this child's parents? So we're waiting to get some more information from police if they even have that information now.
So the child did was DHR showed up to get the kid?
Yeah, DHR came and they gave the child to the custody of DHR then, and so right now that's where the child is in DHR custody.
I know the gentleman who brought this child into the Waffle House must be so shaken to know.
No joke, you see a child walking down.
Oh my goodness, because that's not what you expect to see in your commute, because there's many people who work in the overnight hours, like all of us on the air here, and you just don't expect to see a child. And you know, Katarina, we definitely appreciate you joining us, because in breaking news situations like this, you have to kind of wait it out sometimes as to getting more information, because this is a sensitive topic.
Yeah, that's what it is. And so, you know, that's what we're kind of doing now, is just waiting to see what police have been able to gather and wait and see.
All right. Well, we're going to be watching your report, and when new information comes in, I hopefully get you back on the show, talk more about it.
Of course. Thanks, Sean.
All right. Katarina Lukatich from News 5 joining us 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. Time for more headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
I'm so happy to be able to hear from her directly from, you know, the Waffle House. It, you know, you can read about things, but having someone with eyes and boots on the ground.
You're riding down the road.
And there's a child.
And a toddler is.
And let me just say this, because I'm in my 20th year of news, and that child may be even younger than that or older than that, because we don't know the nutrition, the history of the nutrition of this child.
But I'm going to go in dad mode again. It's a babe.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, which will make it even more troubling, because it could be a bigger situation, is my point. The home life, there could be more going on, and thankfully this child was brought into the Waffle House by someone, and this may open up the conversation even more. So that was all.
And I hope they gave the kid eggs and hash browns.
Oh, 2 egg breakfasts, please.
Yep. Okay.
7:12, good morning. Happy Friday, by the way. Let's take you to our nation's capital and the conversation about William Barr. That's President Trump's nominee to fill the spot of former Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Senator Doug Jones says yes, that he will vote in favor of Mr. Barr. He says, I believe that Mr. Barr shares my commitment to the institutional independence of the Department of Justice, and that he will bring stabilizing leadership that is badly needed. Very nice to hear, right? So here's what we know. Of course, Senator Jones, he's a former U.S. attorney himself. He has had the opportunity, he said, to meet and question Barr personally. So that's how he's able to give that quote. As for Senator Jones, he's the first Democrat to announce that he would support Barr, who served as Attorney General from 1991 to 1993 under former President George H.W. Bush. The Senate Judiciary Committee voted 12-10 to advance Barr's nomination today, and the full Senate could take up the conversation later this month. If you're wondering why are all of these late movements happening, it's because of the shutdown status that we were in the longest in U.S. history. But who's keeping track, right? If confirmed, Mr. Barr will, of course, succeed Jeff Sessions. He resigned back in November of last year at the president's request. So with that flu outbreak that we have been talking about that has encompassed now 45 states reporting a widespread outbreak of the flu, there is a school that got very creative with calling in the troops and asking for some help. On Tuesday, Monrovia Middle School in Madison County, they hopped on Twitter and they tweeted at Clorox for disinfectant wipes, saying, the library is a high-touch environment with lots of potential for germ spreading. We're trying to keep our kids healthy with daily Clorox wiping. We would love donations of Clorox wipes. That's what the school tweeted. Guess what? Clorox responded and sent a large box of wipes to the school along with a note saying, we saw your tweet and wanted to send you some Clorox goodies to keep your school healthy. How great is that? Social media for the win. Oh, yes. And healthy children, too. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 715 FM Talk 106.5. Time for the Moon Pie Minute. The story of Mardi Gras. I don't know, but the history part of it. The story of Mardi Gras, as told by our own Rennie Brabner.
Parades return Saturday to Dolphin Island. Children parade Saturday at Riviera du Chêne. A look at these Mardi Gras activities and much more as we continue our look at the story of Mardi Gras. I'm Rennie Brabner. After this, I'll have a Moon Pie Minute.
This Moon Pie Minute brought to you by Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream. Try Cammie's homemade Mardi Gras ice cream flavors with bits of real moon pie and her famous king cake ice cream today on the corner of Old Shell and Florida Streets, celebrating 50 years of dippin'.
Make your plans now for the Dolphin Island People's Parade, 1 p.m. tomorrow. This will be their third Mardi Gras parade. Kids Parade, the crew of Riviera du Chêne, take to the streets of their neighborhood at 2 p.m. Saturday. Private Mardi Gras continues too. The Noria de East 80th Mass Ball is tonight, where we go to dance for Mardi Gras balls just about anywhere with a dance floor. The Battle House Hotel, the Wharf at the Old Banana Docks, the Mobile Civic Center, the Mobile Convention Center, the Athelson Club, the Mobile Country Club, Fort Whiting. I'm sure I have missed some places, and those listed were just on the western side of the bay. It seems RV City has dodged the bullet again this year. For some time, pending work on the new Mobile River Bridge has made it look like the present Mardi Gras was going to be their last. This year, safety concerns also entered into the picture. For parade round and podcast, check out our website, fmtalk1065.com. I'm Rennie Brabner, and this has been another Moon Pie Minute.
Just like Mardi Gras, Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop is a Mobile tradition. Let the good times roll with Cammie's homemade Mardi Gras ice cream made with bits of real moon pie. Choose from chocolate, salted caramel, banana, and coconut. Or try Cammie's famous king cake ice cream. Cinnamon ice cream made with an entire king cake thrown in and a swirl of cream cheese. Let the good times roll at Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop on the corner of Old Shell and Florida Streets, celebrating 50 years of dippin'.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile. Complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dolphin Street in Mobile.
Hi, Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police are investigating a homicide in the Maysville community. Last night, officers responded to Colgin Street. When they arrived, they found a man shot to death. They have not released the victim's name or identified a suspect. A 2013 murder in Oklahoma has ties to the Gulf Coast. Two men wanted in that case were arrested in Mobile, where they were living. Investigators believe another suspect could still be in the area. On Wednesday, the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, along with U.S. Marshals, arrested 24-year-old Timothy Dees and 26-year-old Zachary Wilson. Authorities in Oklahoma say Wilson and Dees have been on the run since 2013. In June of that year, investigators say the two men tried to rob 77-year-old Charles Neiman and his wife at a gas station in Boise City. They say Neiman was shot and killed. A Pensacola project could bring 2,000 new jobs to the Panhandle. Plans are moving ahead to expand an aircraft maintenance and overhaul facility at Pensacola International Airport. ST Engineering wants to build 3 new hangars, a tarmac, and some new parking lots. Officials say the jobs will pay an average of $45,000 a year. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Anthony Davis still a New Orleans Pelican. Russell Westbrook passes Michael Jordan. And a baseball legend has passed away. It's 720 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. And right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In basketball last night, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team beat Arkansas State 70-62. Herb McGee led the Jags with a career-high 24 points. Josh Ajayi added 20, and South is now above 500 this season. Their overall record improves to 12-11, while their Sun Belt record is now an even 5-5. The women's team did not fare so well. They fell to Arkansas State 69-58. Before the loss, the Jags had won five games in a row. South's Savannah Jones led both teams with 19 points. Next up, both teams play Arkansas Little Rock tomorrow at 3 p.m. The men's team is at home in the Mitchell Center, while the women's team again plays on the road. In the NBA, the trade deadline came and went yesterday, with New Orleans' Anthony Davis remaining on the team. He's likely to be traded this offseason, but the Pelicans said yesterday that Davis will be in the lineup and will play when healthy for the remainder of the season. In games last night, Rajon Rondo returned to the TD Garden in Boston as a member of the Los Angeles Lakers and hit the game winner over his former team, giving LA a 129-128 win over the Celtics.
Here's Rondo.
LeBron James led LA with 28 points, 12 rebounds, and 12 assists. The Oklahoma City Thunder beat Memphis 117-95. Thunder guard Russell Westbrook continued his run of triple-doubles with 15 points, 13 rebounds, and 15 assists. Westbrook has now had 8 triple-doubles in a row, passing Michael Jordan for the second longest streak in NBA history. Westbrook's now one triple-double away from tying Wilt Chamberlain's NBA record that was set in 1968. In the rest of the league, Toronto beat Atlanta 119-101. Indiana beat the LA Clippers 116-92. Orlando topped Minnesota 122-112. And Portland beat San Antonio 127-118. Sad news in the baseball world. The MLB announced yesterday that Frank Robinson has passed away at the age of 83. Robinson was the first African-American manager in Major League Baseball and the only player to win MVP in both leagues. Robinson ranks 10th on the career home runs list with 586. He won the Triple Crown with the Baltimore Orioles in 1966 and became the first black manager in MLB history in 1975 with the Cleveland Indians. Robinson was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1982. And in golf, Brian Gay and Scott Langley share the lead at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am after they both shot 7-under scores of 64 in yesterday's first round. They're followed by a group of 6 golfers who were only one stroke behind, including Phil Mickelson and Jason Day. Mickelson hit all of the fairways in his round for the first time since 1998. 7:23 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. I'm Dalton Orwig for FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Dalton. 7:23, FM Talk 106.5. Heads up, another great event tonight at Cottage Hill Package. The premium bourbon tasting and dinner from 7 to 9 tonight. And premium is an understatement. Ultra premium bourbon tasting and dinner on display for sample tonight. Old Rip Van Winkle 10-year. The Van Winkle Reserve 12-year Lot B. Some George T. Stagg, Elijah Craig, 18-year, Four Roses, 130th anniversary. Plus, you have the tasting of those delicious bourbons and a great Cuban dinner beforehand. I'm a big fan, and I would argue a connoisseur of Cuban food, and it's the best I've had in the city of Mobile for sure. So go by, get some great Cuban food, and then sample those bourbons. $150 per seat. Reserve your spot now by calling Cottage Hill Package at 660-0166. 660-0166. Premium bourbon tasting tonight at Cottage Hill Package, corner of Cottage Hill and
Hillcrest. This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. In the past, few Americans itemized their deductions. Now, with the new tax law, even fewer will. That's because of the new standard deduction amount. The law doubled the amount to $24,000 for married couples filing jointly from $12,000. If you or your spouse are 65 and older, you can increase your standard deduction by another $1,300. But remember, with the bigger deduction comes the repeal of the $4,050 personal exemption per family member. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
At CDW, we get that wireless printing can leave your network vulnerable.
That's why I never take my eyes off our printers. I haven't blinked all day.
That's gotta itch.
No, it's more of a burning sensation.
Well, CDW would orchestrate a solution featuring HP LaserJet Enterprise printers to help you protect your network with reliable automated print security.
Can I blink again?
You sure can. IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/HP Print Security.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
Information updates on FM Talk 106.5 are brought to you by Hardee's. Tasty handmade food. It tastes better at Hardee's.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Will be breezy. The temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with afternoon readings in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Representative Chris Pringle. The Alabama legislature will soon be back in session. Before we make decisions that will impact our state and your family, I want to hear from you. That's why I'm hosting a town hall meeting. Join the discussion February the 12th in the University of South Alabama Student Center Ballroom. The town hall meeting begins at 6 p.m. Connect with me on Facebook at Chris Pringle Campaign for more information. Together, we can make government work for the people. Paid for by Chris Pringle Campaign, 4 Princess Anne Road, Mobile, Alabama, 36608.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, we do have a new accident off of Water Street, northbound at St. Anthony Street downtown. Still there at Snow and Tanner Williams, but they've got that accident moved off to the side of the road. Traffic building across the Bayway, and we've got some gusty winds. As you're traveling northbound 65, a great ride from Pritchard to Saraland. No delays there. Through Mobile, no new wrecks in the roadways. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, available 24 hours a day. Even offering underwater recovery, call 888-BE-TOWED, and you can see them at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. On the way, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with a weekend weather scale. I don't know how he's going to go with this because it is cooling down. The fog is gone, but still cloudy skies for the weekend, so we'll find out more from him coming up in just about 10 minutes. Plus, Alec Naiman joins us to tell us what's cooking. And I remind y'all, mentioned it yesterday, but if you didn't catch it, when Captain Bobby's on with us on Thursdays with the Fishing Report, he also announced this raffle, okay? Raffle for a full-day fishing trip for you and two friends to go with Captain Bobby Eberscotto. Custom-made fishing rod. And y'all, as meticulous as Bobby is about finding fish, he's even more so about building rods. The rods are really pretty stuff that he has. And he's got the rods. That's part of the prize pack. Full tackle box. That's part of the prize pack. So you do this. Go to our website. Go to his. Either go to FMTalk1065.com. Go to our Facebook page. Go to A-Team, like the old 80s TV show, A-TeamFishing.com. A lot of places it's linked through on the Twitter feed as well, at FMTalk1065. Hit that link. It'll show you all the raffle information. Then there's a link in there that takes you to MobilePD.org. Right? So MPD's website. That's where the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund is located. You click on the link, you make your donation, and then you get a raffle ticket, and hopefully we'll tell you you win later on this spring. All right, coming right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. 471-1137.
News 5. A proposed soccer complex in Pensacola has residents split on what to do. The city of Pensacola wants to swap land with a YMCA, moving it to Summit Boulevard. The proposal would bring a soccer complex for tournaments on Langley Avenue at Hitzman Optimus Park. A coach with the Roger Scott program says they have up to 800 kids signed up each season to play, but they need somewhere to play. Those who oppose the proposed complex don't want to see the YMCA leave the neighborhood and the nearly 200 trees removed. The man accused of shooting and killing a Mobile police officer faces new charges on Thursday. Marco Perez appeared before a judge. He pleaded not guilty to two counts of theft, burglary, and receiving stolen property. Court documents show three of those charges involve stolen vehicles. In the other, Perez is accused of breaking into someone's home. Bond is set on new charges for an Escambia County school teacher. Mark Lua is already charged with sexual assault involving students. On Thursday, he was in court facing charges of using a computer to solicit a child and using a phone to commit a felony. His bond set at $145,000. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's easy to find Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. At I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe. Inside is Alabama's largest selection of top-quality safes. When you buy a Liberty Safe, you get superior protection for your most valuable possessions.
Come to Mike Ward today to get the style of safe at the right security level to fit your needs. You're going to get service no other store can offer.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 at Moffett Road. Lock him up.
Amazon's Jeff Bezos says he's been the target of blackmail, stating the publisher of the National Enquirer threatened to publish revealing personal photos of him unless he stopped investigating them. Bezos, who owns the Washington Post, says the Enquirer wanted him to make a public statement that the tabloid's coverage was not politically motivated. Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker will testify before the House Judiciary Committee today. Correspondent Lauren Fox is on Capitol Hill.
We do know that Democrats have a few lines of questioning that they need for Matthew Whitaker. One of them, they want to know why he did not recuse himself from the Mueller investigation. The other question they have for him, what conversations have you had with the president about the Russia investigation?
President Trump is said to be furious over House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff's hiring of former National Security Council officials to help with his panel's oversight of the president's administration. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos says he was the target of extortion and blackmail by the publisher of the National Enquirer, which he said threatened to publish revealing personal photos of him unless he stopped investigating how the tabloid obtained his private exchanges with his mistress. Bezos, who is also owner of the Washington Post, detailed his interactions with American Media Incorporated, or AMI, in a blog post on Medium.com. The billionaire did not say the tabloid was seeking money. He said the Enquirer wanted him to make a public statement that the tabloid's coverage was not politically motivated. Crude oil down 21 cents at $52.43 a barrel after policymakers at the Bank of England warned, like their counterparts elsewhere, of a global economic slowdown and said it could be sharper and possibly more persistent. Crude prices tumbled yesterday after White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said China and the U.S. have a way to go before reaching a trade deal. And on that news, futures on Wall Street are moderately lower. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. So we don't have any fog to deal with this morning, but we do have some cooler air out there.
Yeah, cooler and drier air moving in. That the front came through last night quietly, very little in the way of rainfall, and the front is now way over in the Florida Panhandle, approaching Tallahassee. But we can look for clouds will be staying around for most of the day. We will see some breaks this afternoon with some sunshine. But the wind will be picking up out of the north, 10 to 20 miles an hour, and temperatures today will be in the 50s. So very little change from what we have right now. But tonight, we will cool down to near 40 degrees, with some areas getting into the upper 30s in the morning. And then for tomorrow, we should have partly cloudy skies. So the first half of the weekend looks good, partly cloudy. Upper 50s, that's a little bit below normal in temperature, but not bad. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy too, mostly cloudy at times, and we'll start to warm up, getting up to around 65 degrees. And early next week, for Monday and Tuesday, showers come back into the area. A few showers on Monday with temperatures in the low 70s. And then on Tuesday, a good chance for showers as a cold front moves in. The high on Tuesday, again in the low 70s, and will cool down a little bit on Wednesday. So the weekend looks like the best day will be Saturday. And no rain for the weekend, but we'll start out next week with some shower activity.
Speaking of the weekend, just a second here, we'll get that weekend weather scale. But I've noticed something. You said it last hour, you said it again just now, that these cold fronts come through, but it's cool. It's cool and dry, but maybe not cold behind it. So that begs the question, have we made the turn? Are we looking at more spring-like conditions here in February? Or what do you expect in kind of the long range?
Maybe for a while anyway. It looks like the pattern has changed. This cold spell that's coming in, most of that cold air is going to stay way up into the Great Lakes in the Northeast, and it's not going to push down here to the Gulf Coast, so we'll be on the fringe. After that, it looks like most of the activity will come in from the Pacific rather than coming out of Canada. That's certainly an indication that we will have some at least mild weather here for the next week or so. And by the way, yesterday we reached 79 degrees, breaking a record. The old record was 78, set just last year.
79, I believe it. From pollen to mosquitoes, it has felt like we're out of winter here along the Gulf Coast.
Mosquitoes are just waiting there to come out on it.
Well, they've not eaten in months. And let me tell you right now, they were very hungry. They were pushing past each other to get themselves a bite. All right, so the weekend is ahead. We've got the Mobile Boat Show, a lot of different activities going on around our neck of the woods. Dr. Bill, it's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale. And you score this between 1 and 2, everybody. So what do you say, Dr. Bill?
Well, looks like Saturday with partly cloudy skies will be the best day, and I expect more clouds and sunshine on Sunday. But the important thing is that we don't have any rain in the forecast for the weekend. So I'm going to go with a 1.7430.
You know, in February, I'll take that, Dr. Bill.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you so much. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your weekend weather scale. And speaking of the weekend ahead, Mobile Boat Show opens today at noon. We'll be doing Midday Mobile live from the boat show from noon to 2. And then tomorrow, something we do just once a year. Maybe we'll start doing it more in the future. Although we've done a little bit of it around Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. But Mike Ward and myself, who we host FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, and that outdoor show runs Saturday mornings at 7 normally. We're going to do the show tomorrow from 10 to noon. So the slot where normally you would hear the midday replay, we're doing a on-location two-hour version of FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. And right now the guest list for this sucker is out of... I told one of them last night, I said, if any more of y'all are going to be on the show, it's really cool, the people we have coming on. I said, but y'all are going to have about 48 seconds each.
Right.
Put you on. I mean, from the fishing world to the hunting world to the state conservation world. There's so many people coming on with us tomorrow. National Wild Turkey Federation. There's a really cool announcement that's out there about something coming back to Mobile. All those people are on the show tomorrow live. Love for you to come by our booth at the Guides Corner, which is as you come down the escalators of the convention center, you make that left turn. Now you're on the straightaway. you're running parallel with the Mobile River. You're making that straightaway heading into the big room there at the convention center. We're right there on the right across from the Alabama Marine Resources touch tanks. We have guides throughout the weekend giving you expert advice, saltwater, freshwater, offshore, inshore, from the kayaking world to the hunting world, all the information you need in the guides corner. And we'll be there all 3 days at the Mobile Boat Show. So come say hi.
Why don't you see the common theme of all those people you mentioned who get 48 seconds to talk? The theme is you. I mean, that's it. That speaks volumes that they're coming on because they understand that, you know, there's nothing worse than coming on for an interview and people not only are not interested in what you're talking about, but they didn't do the research. They know that when they come on and talk to you that they have to bring their A game.
Hello. It's just down home week. You know, we just hang out.
Yeah, you're very humble, but it's important because you're able to help guide people literally and figuratively.
I like that. I like that play on words. That's why we call it the Guides Corner. So y'all come
look
by.
At that.
Y'all come by and see us. Plus that raffle. That we talked about, that full-day fishing trip with Captain Bobby Abrascato and all the trimmings, that all you have to do is go to the links we have up on our website and Facebook page or A-TeamFishing.com and go through and make that donation to the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund that gets you in the raffle. We'll have your chance, if you don't want to go online and do it, we'll have your chance to sign up in person there coming up today, tomorrow, and Sunday. All right, so got any questions on that, just drop me a text or an email. And also a reminder here with the weekend to come, you have a list of honeydews that you have to get done. Well, get the pros to do it. Get my buddy Trey and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to get the junk gone, be it inside your house, outside your house, up in the attic, maybe storage building out in the backyard. Maybe you want the whole storage building gone. They can do that. Get a swing set. Where do you go take a swing set? Well, Trey knows. He can handle that. And maybe your office, maybe a property you have to get ready to sell, storage units. You got junk. You want it gone. You need it out of your life. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or just pick up the phone and call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. 741, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. We've had a good ride across the Bayway so far from downtown. George Wallace, Bankhead Tunnels, no delays. You'll see some backups there at Dolphin and Moffitt. 65, but Tillman's Corner, Theodore, Chickasaw, and Saraland, a good ride in. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2018 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing for up to 60 months. Model 8377. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
742 FM Talk 106.5, and time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All right, the headline that I had a question about is when people are there to purchase their boat, okay, what's the one piece of advice you would tell them that they need to look for when they come inside the convention center?
One piece of advice? More boat than you think you need.
Really?
And okay, here's and max out the horsepower capacity. I've never heard of anybody, because they'll have a Coast Guard rating on a boat.
Yes.
And it has the max, yes, and they have the, they tell you how much the maximum horsepower is.
Yes.
Always get the maximum horsepower. I've never heard this in my life. Boating people nod along with me. I hate that I have all the power with my boat. I really hate that I have the full horsepower possible on the boat. Get the maximum allowable through the Coast Guard placard.
It's fantastic.
Horsepower. Get
Semper
that.
Power, Semper Power.
All right, and so yeah, we'll and come by and visit. We'll talk about what boat you're getting and and the maximum horsepower at the boat show.
I love knowing things like that. Thank you,
always
Sean.
Max out horsepower.
Okay, it is. I can't see the clock. 7:43. Thank you. On your Friday morning, Senator Richard Shelby feeling very hopeful when it comes to the shutdown talks and movements for our happening in our nation's capital. He, of course, is the Appropriations Committee Chairman. Thursday session that he had in the Oval Office with the president, he said was the, quote, most positive meeting he's had in a long time, and that the president was very reasonable. Meantime, President Donald Trump is taking a more of a wait-and-see approach to possible bipartisan agreeing, not just an agreement, but agreeing on border security. So regarding negotiations, the president told reporters on Thursday I hear they're working on something. We'll see what happens. But he also added, we need border security. We have to have it. It's not an option. Let's see what happens. Of course, that's a bit of an about face, because when the president was talking about the very same topic last week and week before that, he declared that a national emergency was possible in an effort to bypass Congress and get that border that the president has been promising since he was known as Candidate Trump. So why does this matter to you? Because this weekend's a biggie. You know, February 15th, that's the government shutdown deadline. If they don't reach an agreement, we're back in that status. And if you don't remember, that was the longest shutdown in U.S. history. We are talking shopping and why it's pretty cool to stock up on some major appliances if you like JCPenney. They say they plan to boost their profits by reconfiguring their stores with a focus on more apparel. So in order to bring in more apparel and more of those posing dads mannequin, those dad mannequins that Sean has been telling you about with the interesting poses.
They're always pointing at something. I just don't know what they're pointing at.
So the company says that they're going to stop selling major appliances by the end of this month, which means how do you get rid of appliances in the store? There's going to be some sales going on. So enjoy that. They say they're going to scale back also the availability of furniture to only online and select stores. You know, they've been struggling for years having to combat all of those who like to shop online. So they say as part of their quest to steady their financial future, they had to bring in a new CEO in November, and she's formerly with Joanne Stores. We shall see. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 7:46. We'll check News 5 and Dr. Bill's forecast, plus Kane's traffic all straight ahead, and Sports with Dalton coming up. Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police are investigating a homicide in the Maysville community. Last night, officers responded to Colgin Street. When they arrived, they found a man shot to death. They have not released the victim's name or identified a suspect. A 2013 murder in Oklahoma has ties to the Gulf Coast. Two men wanted in that case were arrested in Mobile, where they were living. Investigators believe another suspect could still be in the area. On Wednesday, the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, along with U.S. Marshals, arrested 24-year-old Timothy Dees and 26-year-old Zachary Wilson. Authorities in Oklahoma say Wilson and Dees have been on the run since 2013. In June of that year, investigators say the two men tried to rob 77-year-old Charles Neiman and his wife at a gas station in Boise City. They say Neiman was shot and killed. A Pensacola project could bring 2,000 new jobs to the Panhandle. Plans are moving ahead to expand an aircraft maintenance and overhaul facility at Pensacola International Airport. ST Engineering wants to build 3 new hangars, a tarmac, and some new parking lots. Officials say the jobs will pay an average of $45,000 a year. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
7:47, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Y'all say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM. And let's talk with Larry about inventory, not only vehicles, but financing. Hey, Larry.
We got both.
And plenty
great,
of them.
Great choices in all of them, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, on the vehicle side, and I know you do this for me, you talk about the great selection of trucks you're getting in, from smaller trucks to big diesel trucks, but third rows in cars, you've got those, you know, just a lot full.
Absolutely, we got a great selection. Matter of fact, we're getting them daily, so we're, you know, we're stocked up and ready to roll, and like I said, we got all the financing to back it up.
And that's what I like is it used to be the idea you'd go secure financing somewhere and then you'd come to LCM and find a vehicle. But you've changed that model over the years and y'all have more options than we could do in 6 months by trying to find a loan.
After the matter of fact, we exercised a new option yesterday. We had a used boat trade in and we got that financed and I got a 3.5% interest rate on a used boat.
Man, that's awesome on a boat. So if people want to come out, look at the vehicles, talk financing, how they find you?
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too. 7:50, time for sports. Here's Dalton.
All right. Thank you, Sean. Sports brought to you on Mobile Mornings by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In basketball, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team beat Arkansas State last night 70-62. Herb McGee led the Jags with a career-high 24 points. Josh Ajayi added 20, and South is now above 500 this season. Their overall record improves to 12-11, while their Sun Belt record is now an even 5-5. The women's team fell to Arkansas State 69-58. Before the loss, the Jags had won 5 games in a row. South's Savannah Jones led both teams with 19 points. Next up, both teams play Arkansas Little Rock at 3 p.m. tomorrow. The men's team is at home in the Mitchell Center, while the women's team again plays on the road. In a couple games from the NBA, Rajon Rondo returned to the TD Garden in Boston last night as a member of the Los Angeles Lakers and hit the game winner over his former team, giving LA a 129-128 win over the Celtics.
Here's Rondo.
LeBron James led LA with 28 points, 12 rebounds, and 12 assists. The Oklahoma City Thunder beat Memphis 117-95. Thunder guard Russell Westbrook continued his run of triple-doubles with 15 points, 13 rebounds, and 15 assists. Westbrook has now had 8 triple-doubles in a row, passing Michael Jordan for the second longest streak in NBA history. He's now 1 triple-double away from tying Wilt Chamberlain's NBA record. Yesterday, the trade deadline came and went, with New Orleans' Anthony Davis remaining on the team. He's likely to be traded this offseason, but the Pelicans said yesterday that Davis will be in the lineup and will play when healthy for the remainder of the season. It's some sad news in the baseball world. The MLB announced yesterday that Frank Robinson has passed away at the age of 83. Robinson was the first African-American manager in Major League Baseball and the only player to win MVP in both leagues. Robinson ranks 10th on the career home runs list with 586. He won the Triple Crown with the Baltimore Orioles in 1966 and became the first black manager in MLB history in 1975 with the Cleveland Indians. Robinson was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1982. 7:51, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Will be breezy with temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 40 degrees, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy, with afternoon readings in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've got accident-free conditions. We've got the delays, though. University, Bitt & Spur coming off of Airport and Schillinger Road. Also some backups. But Tillman's Corner and Theodore from 90, Range Line, Theodore Dawes Road, it's been perfect. No delays across the Bayway or the Causeway as well. Are you starting the new year on a wellness plan? Get rid of some of that stress by visiting the newly renovated spa at the Grand Hotel in Point Clear, a 20,000-square-foot European spa with jacuzzi, steam room, and dry sauna. Go to grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 753 FM Talk 106.5. Alex Naiman says everybody's got the flu, so he's going to give us a soup recipe. We'll get some soup going on next. Right now, we'll check headlines with Kelly Finley.
Special delivery, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Love that. Okay, thanks, John and Dalton. Good morning, everyone. Police have arrested a man who is accused of using social media to set up a robbery in the Port City. That is social media of choice, Snapchat. According to investigators, 22-year-old Christopher Teague used the Snapchat app, let's say that closely and slowly, to make arrangements to purchase a rifle, okay? He met up with the would-be victim back on January 11th at the Palladian Apartments on Leroy Stevens Road. The victim told police that another person, plus Teague, pulled out guns and stole the rifle from him. Thankfully, no one was injured. When officers caught Teague on February 6th, they arrested him on 3 charges of robbery, and then they did a little thing called a background check. Would you call it a background check? Mm-hmm. Or would you just kind of look at his background? Mm-hmm. They found outstanding warrants for carrying a pistol without a permit, distribution of controlled substance, and possession of marijuana. See, when you put your business on social media, you just never know how it might come back and bite you in the... Mm-hmm. Then there's this story. Saw this yesterday, and not sure how many of our listeners are Wells Fargo customers, but boy, Wells Fargo is apologizing again. Here's a tweet 23 hours ago. We apologize to our customers who may be experiencing an issue with our online banking and mobile app. Thanks for your patience while we research this issue. If you're impacted, please check back here for updates. Well, an hour later, we're experiencing a systems issue that is causing intermittent outages, and we're working to restore services as soon as possible. We apologize for the inconvenience. 2 hours later, we're experiencing system issues due to a power shutdown at one of our facilities initiated after smoke was detected following routine maintenance. 8 hours later, we want our customers to know that it is a contained issue affecting one of our facilities and not due to any cybersecurity event. We apologize for the inconvenience caused by these system issues, and any Wells Fargo fees incurred as a result of these issues will be reversed. Well, now I'm seeing that people who have direct deposit, that money is not going into, they can't access their money. We all know what Friday means, payday Friday. That is not good. So if you're wondering what's going on with Wells Fargo, that was the latest, and we'll keep you posted on that as well. Ooh, TGIF. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. Time to check out What's Cooking. We do it every Friday, talking to our buddy Alec Naiman from Naiman's Catering. And Alec, you're worried about everybody being sick, so you got some homegrown remedy here.
Oh, man, yes, I'm thinking we better get some soup going with the way the weather's going to be this weekend. And I just want to say all my money in Wells Fargo went up in smoke. You know what I'm saying? I mean, my money just burnt through, okay? I don't know what to tell them. They owe me some fire claim here. But anyhow, I tell you, let's make some beef and barley soup, okay?
Sounds good.
If you can't find the barley, just get you one of your beers out of the refrigerator. We can substitute the barley with the beer, you know?
Okay.
This sounds hearty.
Party. I tell you, hey, I like to take me some beef. I usually get me like a round steak or one of those kind of pieces of meat, you know, and I pound it out a little bit and cut it up into little cubes and I saute it, and then I get me a bag of the barley. You know, it's kind of like a rice kind of thing. You know, it's got a lot of protein, all that kind of stuff in it. I say protein, you know what I mean. It's just good for you. It lowers your cholesterol, and it lowers your blood sugar, and it encourages weight loss. And I think I'm just going to chew me some barley. I don't even know if I'm going to make the soup. But I get some carrots and some onions and some celery, and I saute all that down, and get the meat all, you know, cooked up, bring it to a boil, you know, let it simmer a little bit, let everything get tender. And then I add in some baby llamas and some mushrooms, of course, a little salt and pepper and stuff. Let it cook down about, you know, an hour or so. And next thing you know, we're going to be eating some beef and barley soup, making ourselves real healthy.
Sounds fantastic. And remind folks, too, if they want to get you to cook this soup, or maybe you want to get some of those strawberries for Valentine's, how do they get in touch with you?
Hey, yeah, look, I got them chocolate-covered strawberries in a real pretty white box with a red ribbon on it, making everybody look good, you know. And all they got to do is call me, 473-3900. Look us up on the web at namenscatering.com. If you want them strawberries, call me today, because you know, I'm bringing in my strawberries Monday and Tuesday, and that's going to be the last day I can probably take orders because I'm just not going to be able to get any more strawberries after that that are real pretty like I like, you know, the long stem strawberries, that kind of stuff. So, anyhow, better call me 473-3900.
As always, we appreciate it, Alec, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, sounds great, guys. Y'all have a weekend, rain or shine, cold or whatever. Eat some soup, okay?
All right, will do. All right, coming right back. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.